In a little while, we're going to be reading a text in the book of Romans tonight. That's a deviation from the book of Daniel, and yet it has to do with the understanding, to some degree, of the book of Daniel. Chapter 11 of the book of Romans, and I believe verse 25 is going to be our text verse. In counsel with Dr. Crawford, and he especially wanted to hear the message on the ninth chapter of Daniel, because much of it has to do with the great tribulation period, that we thought it'd be good tonight to speak to you on the mystery of the blindness of Israel. And you say, well, what connection does that have with the book of Daniel? Now listen very closely. You studied this morning of the 69 weeks, didn't you? Then the future is the 70th week, the last 1 week. Then this subject tonight is the time between the 69th week and the 70th week of Daniel. You keep that in mind. Therefore, bears a very close relationship with our studies in the book of Daniel. Next Sunday night, we'll get right back to the 9th chapter of Daniel. Sunday school classes are ahead of us now, aren't they? And then I'll have 4 more lectures on Daniel before we finish the book of Daniel. I hope you'll enjoy them. But tonight we'll not be leaving the general study of the book of Daniel even in this, but it will be presented in a different way and a different light. All right. Instead of reading this full 11th chapter of Romans, I'm just going to read the text verse tonight in just a little while. I will say that I have prepared now in my study a message, a sermon, lecture, whatever, on every mystery named in the New Testament. And this is one of those mysteries. I've preached some of them I've never preached. But this will be one of them tonight. I hope you'll enjoy it and you'll pray for me as I try to present it this evening. In verse 25, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." The mystery of the blindness of Israel. Now in the book of Romans, you need to read chapters 9, 10, and 11 together to understand Israel in the New Testament times, but also chapter 9 gives Israel's past history in the Old Testament, whereas chapter 10 of the book of Romans deals with Israel as individual Jews, just as he does with Gentiles today. Then we come over to the 11th chapter of Daniel in our message tonight. And there we have the blindness of Israel, that's of as a nation, till the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Then God's going to open their eyes. They're going to receive the Lord. And that will be the conclusion and completion of the 70th week of Daniel. And so this period that Israel is blinded today is between the 69th week and the 70th week. And that's the age that we're in today. So I think that's the introductory remarks that I want to share with you tonight. We know that the word mystery in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, is a previously hidden secret, previously hidden to some, but is now revealed in the New Testament. Though an element of that mystery may remain in spite of the revelation. And so here's another mystery of the New Testament dealing with the blindness of Israel in the age that we're living today. This is one of the great dispensational truths of the New Testament, isn't it? Without studying Israel in this particular age that we're living today, and their blindness in this age, well, we wouldn't understand, as we ought to, even the 9th chapter, I think, of Daniel. Because when this is over, the 70th week of Daniel will begin and will end with the completion of the fullness of the Gentiles. And this fullness of the Gentiles in this age sets forth the course of the age that we're living now, what we're going through right now, until the second coming of Jesus Christ. The age we're living in now is what we call the church age, isn't it? Ecclesiastical age, some call it. This is the age that we're in now. And that's the gap period between the 69th week and the 70th week of Daniel that you studied in your Sunday school this morning. All right, so much for that. Being a dispensational truth, however, I want to add, this shows the great purpose of God, dispensational purpose, in this age as He calls out a people for His name among the Gentiles. So this has a lot to do with the understanding of the book of Daniel. I want us to notice this lesson under the following considerations. First of all, the fact of Israel's blindness that's stated in our text. But I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel. The fact of Israel's blindness, isn't it? Now, Paul wrote of this blindness in this 11th chapter. Turn in Romans, you have your Bible open already, to the 11th chapter of Romans. And notice down in verse 8 and 9 and 10, and this all has to do with Israel's blindness. Well, verse 7, let's read verse 7. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh after, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded, according as it is written, God hath given them, that's Israel, the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear, until this day. And David said, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their back always. There is the blindness of Israel mentioned. Even in the Old Testament, it is mentioned. Israel's blindness was and is, as a nation, as a veil over the hearts of the people, Paul says in another place. So that when Israel is reading the Old Testament scriptures, that veil is over their eyes, and they cannot see. But when their heart turns to the Lord, it says, then that veil is taken away. Now, that's the blindness of Israel. The Jews today can read the Old Testament scriptures. Those that do well, I'll not get into that now. They do not see Jesus Christ in them at all because they're blind. But you notice if their hearts turn to the Lord, they're converted, then they can see. So we have Israel's blindness as a nation. Israel's blindness is as a nation, and their blindness is settled until a given time. They'll remain spiritually blind as a nation now until the fullness of the Gentiles be coming. That's what the scripture says. From the first coming of Jesus into the world, when he rode upon the ass as the king, and Israel rejected him as the king, over in Matthew 21, also chapter 23 of Matthew, Israel rejected Christ. They tried him in their court, didn't they? They said, let his blood be upon us and our children. That's how Israel stands today. The blood of Christ is dripping from Israel's hands because they rejected Jesus. Then Jesus said to Israel, after they had rejected him as a nation officially, you'll not see me. Your house is left unto you desolate. You'll not see me until ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. That's when that veil is going to be lifted, and Israel as a nation will again see spiritual things, but they're blind today as a nation. Okay, let's pass to another thought. That Israel's blindness is only in part. Now, what the text says? I wouldn't have you be ignorant of this blindness. Are in part, it says there. I wouldn't have you be ignorant of this mystery, that blindness in part is happened to Israel. Only in part. That means while they're blinded as a nation, that the individuals of Israel do see, and they're saved. That's what he said. Not all of Israel is blinded, but they're only blinded in part, is what it says, isn't it? Thus, there's some that still have their eyes open, they see, and they're saved. But in the main, Israel is blinded in part. Not that all are blinded. Some folks get the idea that no Jew could be saved. That isn't so. Never has been so. Look at verse 1 of chapter 11 now. We'll read a few verses. I say then, hath God cast away his people? That's Israel. God forbid. No, he said. For I'm an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. That's Paul. God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. Let's read right on. Wot ye not that what the Scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession for Israel, to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets, dig down thine altars. I'm left alone. They seek my life. What saith the answer of God to him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. And note this, even so then, at this present time Paul was writing this Romans, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. So just as there was a group in the Old Testament in Elijah's day that didn't bow their knee to Baal, that served God, that stood for God, so there is in this present time, Paul said, a remnant. That's a small number of Israel. That's saved, that see, that serve God. Okay. And Paul is one of those. Why, he said, I'm an Israelite. I'm of the tribe of Benjamin myself. I'm saved. So that lets you know that not all Israel is blinded. They could be saved, but I'm persuaded that the great majority of them are blinded spiritually to Christ and salvation. Though there are some that do see. And I think I have an answer for you that on a little bit. You know, in chapter 10, Paul believed that Israel could be saved. For he said, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. That's Romans 10:1. That's individual. If you read the 10th chapter of Romans, you'll find that God put no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. But whosoever would call on the name of the Lord would be saved. So Israel could be saved. But the great majority are blind. Tells us in Romans 11:7, the rest were blinded. Some had their eyes open, but the rest were blinded. Now, most of them are blinded in this church age. They still reject Christ in the main. They reject the Old Testament. The Jew reads the Old Testament. He don't see Jesus. Therefore, he rejects Christ and he rejects the New Testament. The Jew doesn't believe the New Testament. He doesn't believe Christ. I'm talking about the blinded Jew. Jesus is an imposter to the Jew, and every Jewish family that reject Christ teach their little boys and girls to reject Christ. Thus the parents go to hell and the children go to hell because of the blindness of Israel. But I want you to know that it's a willful blindness. They don't have to be blind. They could see. You say, well, why? Doesn't all of them see then? Why is the majority of the Jews blinded today? And the answer is very clear in the Bible. Because they are not honest in their own hearts before God. That's When the heart shall turn to the Lord, the veil will be taken away. And the parables of Jesus, which sets forth the course of this age and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, says that every good heart receives the word of God, brings forth fruit, doesn't it? Every honest and good heart, it says, honest. Thus those blinded Jews are not honest with God and with themselves, but that's true of everybody. That's why Israel remains blind. Some individuals. Well, the cause of Israel's blindness and their fall is very important in this text. Listen to the text again. I would not that you should be ignorant of this mystery. Here it is. Blindness in part happened to this week until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. It's plainly said that Israel saw in this 11th chapter their casting away, their being broken off out of the good olive. You ought to read all this stuff. It's so interesting to me in the blindness that it's not forever, that it's only a temporary blindness. That's how long they're going to be blind as a nation. It's temporary blind. Only until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. So many passages I'd like to stop and read. If you read this when you get home. Now then, why is it that Israel? Let's get a plain text in Romans 11 and 20. It makes it very clear why. Verse 20, Romans 11. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. But because of Israel's unbelief. Go back to the 9th chapter of Romans, it says that they stumble at that stumbling stone. That's Jesus Christ. They sought salvation, as it were, by the works of the law, and not by faith, for they stumble at that stone. Jesus Christ came, he was the stumbling stone to the Jews. He preached Christ crucified to the Jews, the stumbling stone. They stumbled over Jesus. And because they sought salvation by the law, not by faith, they stumbled. And because of their unbelief, they stumbled. Whatever it means. Take time out to say right here. God will not deal with Israel anymore. In time they officially rejected Jesus as a nation. He deals with them as individuals as later they're there. Not as a nation. Let's pass on and talk a little bit more about these things. What is the fullness of the Gentiles? That's what I'm trying to read. And God is the full. They'll remain blind to the fullness of the Gentiles. I'd like to say right now, this will help you back. The times of the Gentiles and the fullness of the Gentiles are not the same thing. The times of the Gentiles, Jesus mentioned that when he said that Jerusalem, that's the Jews of Jerusalem, will be trodden underfoot of the Gentiles till the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now the time of the Gentiles is the time that the Gentile nations, Gentile kings, has overrun Jerusalem, ruled the world. From the days of the Babylonian kingdom, Nebuchadnezzar, that's the time. That dates back to the Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon. They're on through the Medo Persian Empire, the Roman Empire, the Gentiles. Jerusalem underfoot until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. When the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled, Jesus Christ will come, crush the man of sin, set up his kingdom. That is the end. Times of Gentiles was not fulfilled in 1948. It was not fulfilled with the Six-Day War. We remember. Getting close. Jerusalem was still on the foot of the temple. On the very place today, Solomon's temple was erected for the Jews. The fullness of the Gentile is the conversion of these Jews, not right, but saved in this church age. Keep that in mind. And in Acts, 15th chapter, and this one of the greatest texts we've ever given, where the Bible says that Simon, that God had taken out a people through the preaching of Simon, which began among the Gentiles, all the Gentiles, after this. Build in the tabernacle of Jesus in Jerusalem. Jesus became in Jerusalem. So really the time of the Gentiles and the fullness is still on the beginning of the tabernacle. They don't begin at the same time and they're not the same. The times of the Gentiles, of the Gentile kings ruling the world and not the Israel. The fullness of the Gentiles is
God taking out a people from among the Gentiles through the ministry of the churches in this age. When the fullness of the Gentiles now being completed through the churches of our Lord, this age is over. Even in my day, I think there's a great difference in conversion of 800 and not the right. When I started preaching, boy, I preached, I can hardly listen. My wife is terrified. I'd go out to preach and hold a meeting. There wasn't anything to see. 25, 30 verses from those times.
Well, the boss knows something of this, but not quite as far back as I did. I couldn't preach. I didn't know much. You didn't have to be much of a preacher.
You preach and people praise and great numbers turn to God. Many times we don't even know what does all mean to you? Means to you. And that means comes to everywhere you see the calling of the teaching of God. If I didn't have it in my heart, God knows something to do with Christ. Going Gentile. Not the bell's on ring. Time when Israel's blindness will cease, they will be saved in their fullness. Before the Gentiles come, when this blindness is part of the people is lifted, Israel echoes. When the churches have come together and lift their gates, calling out a people from among the Gentiles, I think when the churches have finished our work in this age, thank the Lord, the churches
would be called.
These are the wounds that were made in the house. upon this earth, and you left me with nothing. Surely you did. That's it. And at the end of the 70th week of Daniel, Jesus will come. The kingdom of this world becomes the kingdom of during that time, during that 7 years period in there, I haven't got time to go into all that. Eight numbers of his delighted people who say he comes and says, I'm going to wait for the Bible to know the kingdom. Then Jesus will come, set up his kingdom, take on the man. I'm going to say, I think the kingdom of David. 1,000 years reign of Christ on earth, and they will include many thousands of people doing them. You can see how that all comes in. Now I want to say this and read this before I close. Many other things I've got. No wonder Paul, by the Holy Spirit, closes Romans 11. Turn that to Romans 11 now. Verses 26 to 27, right on through. I'm going to close when I finish. Listen. For all Israel shall be saved. Mark, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer. That's the coming of Jesus, second coming. And shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. You had that in your list. End of that sin and transgression of it. Till the everlasting righteousness shall cover the earth. All right. For this is the covenant unto them, unto Israel. Back to God. Now listen how he closes the rest of it. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Isn't this a wonderful thing of the ages down through the times? And won't it be closed out in a wonderful way? That's the bell, isn't it? The mystery of the blindness of Israel will remain on the Jews as a nation to the end of this age. They'll turn back to God. Great numbers and thousands turn to God in the kingdom. A lot of other things. Get on to that. Ninth chapter of Daniel, next Sunday night, I think. Thank you, Brother.